This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Plans, Hope, and a Future. We're doing good this morning. We've gotten it, I think, quasi together and had some coffee, and it's
working on coffee.
I've had a cup of coffee and now I'm drinking a soft drink, so that's more caffeine. So wow. I know.
Jen.
I know. Sometimes I need it, but then again, I get up really super early.
Yeah.
The alarm goes off at 4:30.
Oh my God.
I know, right? And then I have devotions with my husband from 5 to 6, and then I have my own devotions from 6 to 7. So by the time I get to like this, I've been awake for quite a while. So to wake up to bed, Jen. I know, I was thinking, which I've thought this many times as I've woken up early. Oh, when can I have a nap?
Amen. One of the benefits of being a stay-at-home homeschooling mom, we have quiet time every day, Monday through Friday. Well, Tuesdays are off day, but it's my time to spend with the Lord and also little nappy for mommy most of the time. So,
oh, lucky.
Yes.
Lucky.
Those power naps are good.
I'm so envious. I rarely get to take a nap, if ever. Usually on the weekends, I can maybe, if I don't cram and stuff all through my weekend, I can get a nap in, but mm-mm. So no, usually I just power through and thank God for caffeine. And
yeah,
that's why I will tell you, on the weekends, like Saturday morning is like holy time for me, as far as my husband knows to just let me sleep. I just want to sleep in at least one morning. And I usually get up about 8. I don't sleep until like 12 or anything. But for me, 8 o'clock is late. So, I honestly can say that I know my sweet spot for sleep is 9 hours. If I can get 9 hours of sleep, I feel great. But I typically don't get 9 hours of sleep. So,
no. Especially the older we get, I feel like it's like interrupted sleep. Like there's so many, we're so aware, I think, of our bodies as we get older that, like, you know, last night heartburn woke me up because I've been doing so good, but I wanted charcuterie. That's my weak spot, y'all, right now. Charcuterie meats and cheeses right before bed. Well, that wasn't a good decision.
I can understand the heartburn.
Yeah.
Woo.
So I was up for a few hours on the recliner sitting up because laying down with heartburn is not fun, folks.
It's no bueno. No good. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Age.
Yeah.
You know.
Truth.
Hashtag gracefully truth. Over here. We could have ate pepperoni pizza stuck it on the nightstand when we were in our 20s and been fine. You know?
My goodness. In college, I was, you know, like eating everything wrong all the time, eating in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It just, oh my goodness.
Cold pizza.
Yeah. Oh, that was great for breakfast. I still like that for breakfast, but that's a side note. But anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you get older and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't eat too late. I can't eat too much late, you know, even if it's early, but still in the evening. And
yeah, no drinking caffeine past noon now for me.
Right.
I mean, it's like noon. This is crazy.
No, I get that now.
Close to bedtime, because then you're up all night using the restroom. Like, what are we doing, folks?
Your bladder gets smaller and weaker, apparently.
Must be a thing. Anyway, that's not our topic today, folks.
Boy, we so went off. So
how did we get here? Oh my God.
I don't know. Guys, forgive us for just being funny, I guess. But yeah, so our topic today actually is a little more serious.
Yes.
And I'm actually pretty excited to talk about this because I mean, everybody has a perspective on this, I think. Given if you've had, you know, a challenging relationship with your dad, or whatever it is, about the word dad and about father and male father figures, if you've been, if you've had trauma. So we're going to talk about what it is to call God dad, or to think of him as dad or father. And
And I want to expand that out a little further because I have woundings around different names of the father. So just names of the father kind of that trigger you. And I feel like there's healing in figuring out why. Because why can't I ask this name of God for something and for healing or whatever it is for you? Why? And you might find some healing there. So I'm excited to go on this healing journey with all of our listeners because I know that I'm peeling back some of my own personal onion right now, and I love to verbal process, so I'm
Oh, me
excited
too.
to. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I do that with people all the time, and I'll start one at one place trying to figure something out and end up somewhere completely different, because it'll be like, oh, just pardon me, I'm a verbal processor. So
Yeah. Totally. Gift of gab over here. Okay, so let's jump in. This was actually like literally in the middle of the night with heartburn, folks, that I spent time with the Lord. Sometimes I look at those opportunities when I wake up in the middle of the night. Obviously, guilty pleasure, scroll through Facebook, definitely one of the things that I do. But also, I put down my phone and look at that as an opportunity as maybe there's a reason I'm awake right now. Maybe God has me awake and present in this moment for something very intentional. And so I just put down my phone and close my eyes and spend time with the Father. And last night, or in the middle of the night, was a really unique experience. Like I feel like I did therapy with God. For some reason, when I've heard people pray out loud in the past and call God, they'll just be like dad or daddy or father. It kind of has been very weird for me. It just seems so, I don't know. It just kind of triggered me. And it didn't seem like we were actually praying to the God I know, if that makes sense. So, I didn't have a plan for this, but God did. In the middle of the night, I just kept saying, Dad, Dad. And as I kept saying, Dad to him, just over and over, there was no other words, Dad, Dad, I felt the Lord began to heal in me. That word, Dad, is the way that is always good and always has good in his mind for us. And every time I said it, I felt a little more healed. So I think there's a lot of unfolding there, and I'm in the very beginning processes of it, I think. Because when I pray, I usually lift up God's name as Heavenly Father or Lord. It's very like that's what I always say. And I really haven't thought much about it. It's just how it makes sense to me, like Heavenly Father. Like he is, he's not my earthly father. He's different. He's obviously he's more powerful and he's more strong, but father, like as a parent here, folks, I'm speaking because I mess up in my children's lives daily. So I think we all have some woundings from our parents here. So when we are thinking about a parent, a father, or a mother, it's very easy to, when we call God the same name, it's very easy to not believe or trust or have faith when we're talking to that person, right? So, dad felt really weird for me because sometimes dads fail us, right? Like Sometimes
Yeah.
moms fail. It's like, it's
Yeah.
just the thing. I'm not putting any blame here. We all do it. Like all of us, every day, I do it. But it really messed with my head as far as, God, are you good? Like, it real because when I'm thinking of him as dad and father, I'm looking at it through a lens of a parental thing. Like, if
Yes.
I'm disobedient, am I going to be punished? I'm just being real, folks. Like, I thought if I was bad, of course he doesn't want us to sin, you know? But he already sees me as Jesus because he already sent his son to die on a cross for my sins. And his son
Amen.
was my sacrifice so he could see me in that way. So he already sees me perfect. But every time I mess up and I go to my dad, my father, my heavenly father, I feel like so much guilt and that he doesn't love me. And because I messed up, I'm going to be punished.
Yeah.
And my kids probably experience that with me. Like when they mess up, they get punished, right? Like it's what us parents do. And so please understand that I'm not trying to shame anyone here because I'm with you right there in that same seat. So I feel like in the middle of the night when I was calling dad, dad, like I feel like he was healing that word for me and the good that was the original intention of him being referred to as father, like you know, like so there's so much more, but I know Jen has a really cool story she wanted to share, and I also had something else, but we're at the beginning stages of this one, friends.
I think it's just a perspective on the word dad
Yeah.
and parents.
Yeah.
So, early in my healing journey, as it relates to just a lot of stuff, but one thing was my parents. My parents were never safe for me. They abandoned me. I didn't feel cared for and loved. And God gave me a scripture of Psalm 27:10, which says, "When my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up, or the Lord will raise me, the Lord will reparent me." And I carried that for a long time. But as much as I knew God was good and He was wonderful and all of that, when I would say father or dad, oof, I felt abandonment. I felt no safety. And it was, I couldn't reconcile the two. I couldn't reconcile who God was as good and wonderful with the title of dad, which, you know, I think every person does this. They get the first ideas or inklings of God from the image of their own earthly
Absolutely.
father, mother, the parenting. And you have to unravel that. So for me, what I came to the conclusion of was, you know what? I'm going to change the narrative of calling God father or dad. And in different you know, in different cultures, dad is, you know, a different word. Like I just think about it, the Celtic, they call him da, and or in Ireland rather, they call him da. And they're just, you know, the Jewish culture, it's Abba. So there's different titles for how you call someone your parent. And so I started to call God Papa, and I don't call anyone else Papa. I have no parent that I've ever referred to as Papa, but yet that is a parental title. And so once I started calling him that, I could separate out the earthly dad and father from who God is, in that he is a perfect father. He is my Papa. And that felt safe, and that felt just loving and kind. And so I even got to the point where I was praying one time, and you know, God is, he's created both male and female, and he has those natures in him. If he didn't, he couldn't create it in us, right? So God has, I know I'm probably going to get a lot of emails for this, but God has a feminine side. He created the feminine, right? And so I started thinking of the Holy Spirit as like my Ema, which is, it is the Jewish title for mother or mom. And so when I pray sometimes, I'll be like, Ima, just come fill my spirit. I got in this vision in prayer of God holding me as a woman with long brown chestnut hair. And I'm like 4 years old, 3 years old, about the age when my first abuse happened. And I'm in her arms and I'm playing with her hair. And it just was so safe and so wonderful and so adoring. And that healed a lot in me. And that felt like an Ima. I was getting the mothering from God that I needed. And so I'm not saying that the other titles are wrong. He obviously is Father, and he obviously is the Holy Spirit, and he is Jesus. But, there's also that female side. So anyway, I say all that to say, it's just changing the narrative on and learning how to unravel your earthly parents from who God is as our perfect parent, because how he sees us is fully loved, fully known, fully accepted. We are safe in him. We are adored in him. He will never let us go. He will never turn away. We can't fall out of his hands. It says he thinks of us always. Our names are written on the palms of his hands. He's never going to let us go. Like, that is who my papa is. That's who your papa is. And so that's just my story. It's like just reclaiming being parented by God and separating that out from the abandonment and the lack of safety and, the bad parenting that I got growing up, because they're not the same.
They're not right. It's amazing, and I think that what's happening inside me personally is, again, paying attention to those cues. I think there's a reason God, in the middle of the night, I'm sitting here calling him dad, dad,
Yeah,
dad. Like,
absolutely.
paying attention to that. Like, why is that painful? Why, when other people speak to God in that way, does it make me feel ooey or icky, like it just makes me uncomfortable. Like, why is that? And just diving into that, we're a healing, we like to speak about healing and going on healing journeys with the Lord. And I think that's what the Lord did with me last night. He's cleaning up that word of father, of dad, like as a parent. And he's saying that he is good. He was putting on my heart that he is the same that he was yesterday as he is today. Like, he's always the same. He always is good. And he's not like this awful going to punish me father. Like, these are the things every time I spoke the word dad, like I felt like he was taking me to another level of healing.
Yeah.
And it was, like it was just paying attention, like, why? Of course, that one was easy, right? Like, why does the word dad, why can't I separate it out? Because we're all broken people. So a broken parent, like, again, no shame. Like, it's obviously I'm getting a broken perspective because a broken human
Right. Where's your
is
model?
raising me, right? Like, obviously. So, like, he was cleaning up that perspective. Like, if I'm a bad girl, he still loves me. And thankfully, so did my earthly father. But he's not going to punish me.
Right.
Like, he's not go I really, for years, guys, have thought if I mess up, God's going to punish me.
Yeah.
For years. And I'm still healing that in me. And that's also, again, some of my religious roots. But it's also just the fact that, if you're not a good girl or if you make a mistake, your parents are going to punish you. Yes, they should, like in a healthy way.
Well,
Like there should be some discipline there, right? Like in a healthy way.
right. But in a healthy way, like you said.
Right. Absolutely. Yes, in a healthy way. And folks, unhealthy ways out there, please don't let that guilt land on you, because I have parented many days, many times in an unhealthy way. We're all doing the best we can. And we ask in those opportunities when we mess up, as you will, just ask for forgiveness. Like, it's an opportunity to model to your little ones that they're going to mess up too. And they can go and ask for forgiveness. Like, lower the pride. It's really hard. And give yourself some time to process it through, and then go back and say, you know, mom really messed up here. She shouldn't have yelled that way. She should, you know, whatever the situation, she shouldn't have acted in anger. And I'm really sorry.
Yeah,
And
that's awesome.
yeah, like those are opportunities. So please don't take any guilt from this podcast, because everyone stinking every day messes up. And if they tell you they're not, then please message Jen and I, because we want to meet you and we want to figure out your secret. Like, seriously.
Oh, that's so funny. But you know, speaking from on the child side, like with I think about when I messed up with my dad and it would get brutal. I mean,
Yeah.
punch to the mouth, a whipping with
Oh.
the entire belt, you know,
Yeah.
anywhere it would land, it didn't matter.
Wow.
You know, it was just, and so it was some brutal stuff. So
Right.
when you have a parent that's like that, you tend to be fearful, one that's physically abusive. You get fearful of messing up and
Yeah.
you feel like your mess ups put you in a place of not being safe. And the thing that
Right.
God is he's completely safe. You mess up and it's like
Yes.
he's not coming at you with a fist. He's not coming at you with a belt.
Beautiful.
He's not coming at you with ugly words of you're stupid or whatever, or telling you how horrible you are. He is a loving papa. He is a good father. And good father can only do good things. And that means wrapping us in safety as he walks us through whatever happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I just want to say that if you're thinking those thoughts, like every time you mess up, like I have so many times in the past, a good way to just look at that, it just kind of dropped in my head, was like, that's the father of lies. Like, that is definitely someone speaking to you, the enemy telling you these things that seem so believable because it lines up with the past in our lives, past behaviors. But that's the father of lies trying to
Oh,
get you on
yeah.
board and keep you separated from the goodness of God.
Oof,
Like,
yes.
God is good. He's not coming down and saying, you know what? You messed up. I'm done with you. That was your last chance. He's not.
Right.
He's always going to forgive us. He's always going to love us. He's always going to receive us with open arms. That's who he is. That's who he's always been. And we can take that to the bank. And if anything else is telling you anything other than that, then that's the enemy.
Oh,
And
yeah. Well, I've even heard Christians kind of say that in a way that is not healthy. Like they believe God is a God of karma. And they'll be like, oh, well, I messed up. That's because I did this sin or whatever, and that's just me getting paid back or whatever. I've heard that. And it's like karma is not God. God is he's karma is a concept that I heard from a woman from India who had been sold into sex slavery. She gave me a perfect thought on karma and how it's not a good philosophy. I hate people using that word all the time. She said that when she was being sold in a brothel at a very, very young age, that the reason that a lot of people in her culture in the town that she was in would not save her was because of the concept of karma. Karma teaches that you get reincarnated into a life that pays for the life before. And so, like, the thought was that she was being paid back for something that she had lived or done in a previous life, and that she had to go through that in order to perfect whatever she had done in a prior life. So,
yeah.
karma said she could not be saved. So, adults would not save her out of that. Now, of course, not everybody in her area, her country, and her town believed that, obviously, because like she was rescued and taken out of that life and just taught that God is not a God of karma. If he was a God of karma, he would have never sent Jesus.
Right.
And so I just hate that thought of, well, if I mess up now, you know, I'm gonna have a, you know, all these things bad happen to me, and God is just up there waiting to, you know, let that land because that's karma. And it's like, no, oh, I hate that so
Right.
much. I hate that so much. Now, are there consequences of sin? Sure.
Absolutely. Yep.
Does God say there is a path to life and there is a path to death? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But when you've entered into relationship with Jesus, you've entered into a relationship of life.
Yep.
So you are on the path of life and you are not on the path of death. And that doesn't give you free rein, of course, to sin, but you're gonna sin
Right.
every day. It's whether you deliberately sin. The Bible says, grace covers, but do we deliberately sin so that grace may more abound? Heaven forbid. Like, we're not to do that, but we are living in a place of life with God and we're not under karma. So I'm sorry to
Right.
get on that little spiel, but that whole perspective of, you're getting something because you've done something wrong, and that's, like, that's karma. I hear
Right.
people say it all the time. Look, this person said something bad and then they got instant karma. And it's like, I just really hate that concept because it kept a poor Indian girl in sex slavery. And I just,
Right. Yeah, I love that. I was going to balance that with consequences too. Like, I used to be a stripper, and what the consequence of that was years of healing. Weird images in my head of what men are and what the world is. Those were consequences of my decision. Obviously it wasn't a life-giving decision for me, and that was the consequences that are still unraveling. So absolutely there is consequences, to our mistakes. But that's just a natural unfolding of things. That's not God saying, you were bad and this is the bad things you get now. I'm pretty sure that it broke my father, Heavenly Father's heart, and my earthly father for that matter, when I made that decision. Absolutely, that was not a good decision for me. And did he know that I was going to have to deal with all these things now? Absolutely. It took away something from who I was and my identity. And he's so good and he's so faithful. And he's the one that's been healing me throughout all these years for the mistakes I made.
But God's not up there going, oh man, Tiffany yelled at her kids, therefore I'm gonna allow her to be in a car accident to teach her not to
Right.
yell at her kids. Like,
Right.
God is not a God of karma. He just doesn't do
Amen.
that. He just
Amen.
doesn't do that. Now, if Tiffany gets in her car and drives recklessly and disobeys the laws and doesn't really care what she's doing and she wrecks her car, that car wreck is a consequence of her acting recklessly. I get that. That's, but that is not karma. That is
Right.
consequences. Anyway,
Yeah, decision.
it's so nuanced. But anyway, one of the things I did want to get back to that you and I talked about before we got on this podcast was even there were things in the name of God that, were hard for you to get your brain around, especially like as it relates to your second husband who had died of cancer and how you thought of God, the great physician, and how you thought of that, and how you had to even, aside from just the name Dad, looking at the name of God, the different names of God, and how you had to heal, like God had to heal some of that, and you had to change the narrative on that. So share a little bit about that.
And he's still healing it. So I think that's the season actually that I'm in. I'm getting healing from God's names because the other day, here's an honest, raw story. When someone asks me to pray for them who has cancer, it's very much a challenge for me because, as some of you know from listening to our podcast, my second husband had leukemia, got saved, praise the Lord, during that journey. But everything in me thought that he was going to be healed, and he wasn't. So it tainted me thinking that God actually was a great physician and could heal. So as being a woman who leads a prayer team and people ask for prayer from me often, it's all physical healing. When people need physical healing, it's always been a challenge. And and God has unraveled that and has let me see with my own eyes some opportunities where he is very much still healing, praise the Lord. And he's been healing me over the years from that. But as I was scrolling, I think probably through Facebook a few weeks ago, I saw someone had leukemia and my brain went immediately dark. Well, they're gonna die. That's just being real, folks. That's what I thought. And so I prayed about that, and I didn't want to think that every time I heard the word cancer or leukemia, that someone was going to die. I didn't want to think that because God is still, he still is the great physician, and he still can heal those things.
Amen.
So God's so cool, y'all. He is so cool. I showed up, it was last Sunday or the Sunday before to church. And he gives us so many amazing opportunities. A guy came forward and his nephew, he asked for prayer. His nephew had leukemia. And he walked straight to me and asked for prayers for his nephew, who had leukemia. And he shared such a sweet testimony that gave me so much hope. And I know it was so godly, but he told me that God's been really showing up for his nephew, and his journey has been definitely of God, and God has healed him in so many ways that no one can deny that God is doing the healing work. And I'm like that was God bringing this man to me to give me hope, and he's like undoing this word for me. So he gave me the opportunity to pray for a young guy, young boy who has leukemia, and he gave
Wow.
me faith to believe again, in that moment at least. Do I
Yeah.
still have some healing? Yes, folks, I do. But in that moment, I had faith to believe again that he could show up for him, that young boy, and that thank you for doing what you've done already, God.
Amen.
You know, so he's so cool. Y'all, if you dive into those things, he gives you eyes to see him in these situations, that he really is doing his healing work. Like if we pay attention to those trigger things, like I knew cancer and leukemia was a trigger for me, because of where my mind went. That's not the truth that every time someone dies of cancer or leukemia, it's just not the truth. That's a lie.
Yeah.
So I want to heal that in my head because unfortunately, lots of people get cancer, right? And I
Right.
want to be able to partner with them and have faith to pray in a powerful, mighty way to our powerful, mighty God that he can heal them. You know,
That's
like
good.
so. He's so good. It was so cool that, yep, that I had that opportunity and God's healing those things, in his name. So I guess I'm in a healing of names, and I'm still looking for what his name is for me in this season, as
Oh,
far as
yeah.
Jen talked about. So I'm still looking for that. And maybe it's dad. Maybe he's definitely healing it. We'll see. So,
That's so cool. I love that. And I'm sure that resonates with people out there because we've gotten some awesome feedback on that podcast as far as thinking about the word for the year or phrase and getting a verse with it and even finding a name of the Father. So thank you for that great feedback. Loved that. So,
I
and I love
want
to hear
to share.
that.
Yeah, I want to share real quick that I just closed my eyes and saw, as we're talking about dad and my words were open doors. And wouldn't it be so sweet that we can just look at our dad opening the doors for us? Like, it just makes sense. A little girl, he's opening the door for his little girl. So I like it, dad. It is. We'll start there anyhow.
Well, I look forward to some updates on that as you kind of progress through that, you know? Like, where's God taking you in that? Like, because one time in another show that I did, I did an interview with a guy named Josh Surkamp, and he said his life was like this huge book just opening as God revealed himself and how he loved that. And so I feel like even with you, I know with me, and I'm sure lots of people out there, that God, when our heart is open to God, He reveals Himself. I don't think He can reveal all of Himself all at once because I
No.
think as humans, we would just be like, we'd be gone.
On our faces all day
Right?
long.
We wouldn't be able to like recover because He's just so awesome. And so He does reveal Himself when we look for Him in these wonderful, life-giving ways of who He is in just the moments that we're ready to receive it. And those moments really don't depend on us. I mean, except that we're open.
Yeah.
And He will continue the good work in us, right? And He will continue to reveal Himself to us and in ways that are, like I said, life-giving and refreshing. And yeah, so that's what I
Yeah.
hear when I hear that you learned about Dad, or not learned about, but like God reclaimed that title
Yeah.
for you
Yeah.
and is taking you on a journey of healing. So that's so
Yeah.
good.
And I'm so sorry I keep sharing, but is Jen's talking, I mean, literally, I just heard Daddy's girl. Like, that's how he works, and that's how he like unfolds if we're open to listening and believing that Dad would call me Daddy's girl,
Yeah.
just as I'm sitting here. Just give me a wink and just encourage me. Like, yeah, you're Daddy's girl. Of course I'll open the door for you.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you, Lord.
That's so
Thank you,
sweet. I love
Jesus.
it. Oh,
I
my
know.
goodness. I love it.
We'll heal together, friends. We love
Oh,
this verbal
yes.
processing.
Yeah. That's what the podcast is. It's us verbally processing.
Yes. We'll shout out to Jenny Becknell there. That's a good
That's so
opportunity.
funny.
Jenny Becknell, we look forward to your verbal processing sessions
He
in the future.
is the
Thanks for
sponsor of this
being our
podcast.
amazing cheerleader.
That's
So.
right. All right. Well, we are going to wrap it up there as much as I hate to, because it's been really good. It's always good,
Yeah.
though. But yeah. So, friends, until next time.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2024, Parable Road, LLC.